The Violence Against Women Act has been around since 1994. It provides funds to crisis centers and emergency responders as they help survivors of domestic violence and rape. Every 5 years, Congress has to reauthorize its funding. Thursday afternoon on Capitol Hill, Senate members voted on several amendments to the act. Last year, that branch passed the measure, but the Republican-controlled House blocked it. North Carolina's U.S. Senator Kay Hagan describes this action as needless politicking.
It's never been used as a political football. And to see some of the gamesmanship that's going on in this bill right now, I think it's a total disservice to the American public, and especially the women and children in our country who are the subjects of domestic violence and abuse.
According to Senator Hagan, some changes have been made that she hopes will get this measure passed by Congress.
One provision has to do with domestic violence on Indian reservations. Currently, right now, if a woman is raped on a reservation, the jurisdiction that handles that is the federal court. So what the bill does, it would allow the local jurisdictions to arrest and prosecute a rapist or somebody who's committed domestic violence on the Indian reservation. And there's an addition called the SAFER Act. And this is actually very similar to what I did when I was in the state Senate in North Carolina. When a woman was raped, she'd go to the hospital. She'd have a DNA analysis taken. It would be collected in what's called a rape kit. And unless that woman could identify who assaulted her, that untested kit would sit on the shelves of police departments, sheriff's departments for years, typically because there were no funds available to do the analysis. What this bill does, it includes the SAFER Act that does audits of these untested kits that are sitting on shelves across the United States. And I think we also need to look at the money that it actually costs as a result of domestic violence. It's estimated that we spend, in our country, over $8 billion a year in the healthcare system because of the violence created by domestic violence.
U.S. Senate members are expected to vote on the final passage early next week. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.